Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Wednesday afternoon, we heard from some of the players in the locker room as they talked about getting ready to face Peyton Manning and the Broncos here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Check out what they had to say in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
No, I mean, we're not facing Peyton Manning as an offense. We're facing the Denver Broncos defense, and that's what we're worried about is when we're going versus the Denver Broncos defense, that we just got to do what we got to do, and we got to execute, and we got to play together, and we got to play as a team, we got to play as an offense in order to go out there and move the ball.
I think the biggest thing that you see is touchdowns, getting the ball to open guys. One thing about Peyton is, you know, he's a smart guy. I think the physical tools you already know is there, but the toughest thing for us is going to be, you know, trying to make things difficult for him. He does a great job of reading defenses and getting guys in the right place. So we're really going to have to put in the extra time that we know he's putting in to try to be prepared to play well on Sunday.
They got two fantastic pass rushers, and then they have two fantastic corners. And it's kind of a rare combination when you see multiple extremely talented players on the defense, and they're both playing in complementary roles, putting the pass rush on the offense, and then two cornerbacks who can cover in tight coverage and make plays when the ball's thrown out there.
And obviously, we're trying to do our job every week, and sometimes obviously we rush for a lot of yards, sometimes we don't, and you know, the goal is to have a balanced attack every week and see how it goes this week.
Taking off Buffalo's two defensive ends this week, talk about the guys you got coming up the edge.
I mean, they have some phenomenal players, obviously, with Elvis and Vaughn and Ayers in there and both. I mean, there's some really good players, and it's a different challenge. I mean, you know, strong, fast, very good athlete, and got to do our best, definitely.
They got a great secondary, great pass rushers that can get to the quarterback, so we got to be strong overall at all positions, and we've got to go out there. We got to run good routes. I got to run good routes in order to get open. So, time to hit the open guy.
They were good battles, and like I said, I learned a lot from them from just a technique standpoint, catching and finishing the play. Because Champ's one of the only cornerbacks I've gone against that, you know, the play was never over, and you can even catch the ball. And you know, if you're not bringing it in, and if you're not protecting it, then he'll find a way to get it out.
Because a lot of things that, you know, we go into the game is determined in practice. You know, when we have a good week of practice, when you have a good week of studying film, you go into those games confident. You know, just because you have a great game one week, it doesn't mean that you're gonna go into that next game feeling like no one can attack you. You know, it's different offenses. You see different guys each week, so that week in practice always determines a lot.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.